This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Yeah. Yeah. But
Vegas and the Raiders work. So I get it.
And the other thing about that is the Vegas, I think, I mean, so I don't know exactly, so somebody can fact check, but they built a lot of that stadium for him. I don't think that was going to happen in Los Angeles the same way. Stan Kroenke had the money to build that SoFi, and that's why the path for him to be in L.A. was a little different than Mark's. So even with that.
It almost always boils down to the stadium.
That's what it comes down to a lot of the time. But even with that, Mark was smart enough to not get in the way. Mark said, "Oh, you guys moving us around? Okay.
Yeah.
I'm not going to, because he could have gotten away and they would have got his ass out of here."
Yep.
So he was smart enough to know when to keep my mouth shut or to play the game or whatever. And all right, I'm here.
And everybody got fat off of that.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody got fat.
Yeah.
Looking to see if there's any other Raider notes. Oh, I did take an. I don't know. We have to do this. I was reading an article. I think it was in The Athletic. The Raiders have, and I guess this is Raiders fans' frustration with Mark. They haven't made a good hire. Like I don't know. You go back to Gruden, and I. There's audio somewhere. I did not think Gruden was a good hire. Mm. But it's not just the coach. It's the coach-general manager combination that has just dumped this franchise and put them in a position where they've drafted so many players that they've been able to get nothing out of. Mm. Josh Jacobs, obviously, they got a lot out of, but they wound up letting him leave. And I don't know what's going to happen this offseason with the Raiders, but the idea that, they can't miss. Mm-hmm. But the idea that they're not going to is crazy.
It's so Gruden comes in and trades Khalil Mack, right? That's what happened.
Yep.
They end up relatively surviving that, making the playoffs. Gruden was a failure or not? Because they made the playoffs with Gruden, right? Or was it? It was Gruden.
Was it the Derek Carr year?
Yeah, was there another coach there? Because there was I thought Gruden
was that Del Rio, or that was
it? Wasn't the Del Rio? Del Rio was Oakland.
The year that Derek Carr broke his, was that?
That was Del Rio, and Del Rio was Oakland. They had Mac. So if Mac was gone, that means Gruden is there.
Okay,
right. They made the playoffs in Vegas.
Okay,
no, Gruden never made the playoffs.
It wasn't the coach that they liked. What was his name?
It might have been him. I couldn't remember if he got fired. Gruden got fired, and then he made the playoffs with the group, which would be crazy if they didn't re-sign him, if he helped gear that thing to the playoffs.
It's Rich something with a B.
It's Bisaccia.
I always say Bisaccia. It's not Bisaccia.
Which is like the Ravens owner.
Gruden never finished above 500 besides an 8-8 year with the Raiders that second time.
So Bisaccia, he took them to the playoffs. He was the coach.
He had to have.
So I say all that to say, you had a guy that rallied the troops in that situation, and you didn't bring him back.
Yeah. So Gruden 2021 started 3-2, 3-2, got fired, and then Bisaccia took him.
Damn. And you
let him go because you wanted to hire Josh McDaniels.
Hired Josh McDaniels, and that was
started 3-0 that year.
Josh McDaniels did?
No, not Josh McDaniels. Oh, that year Gruden got fired. Gruden, they started 3-0, lost two games, got fired, and then Bisaccia took him. Mm. When's the last time Mark Davis didn't hire someone because of their name, though?
Well, that's a great question. I mean, Antonio Pierce wasn't the name. Like, Antonio Pierce was the relationship.
But even still, like, you're not hiring him because of his coaching abilities, because Antonio Pierce is...
I think you're hiring him because of his relationship.
Well, and I'll star Mark out a little bit.
John Gruden was a splash hire because you were in Vegas. Josh McDaniels is supposedly this offensive guru or whatever, but in reality, we've watched him coach. He stinks.
Yeah, but Josh McDaniels, this is where I'll star him out a little bit. It didn't work. It was a complete disaster. It was a failure. But Josh McDaniels had the resume to get another opportunity. Like, the fact that he's Josh McDaniels out of it, he was with Belichick. I don't know. Was he with Belichick to start, and then he went to Denver?
Yeah.
Yeah, he was with Belichick.
You were Belichick to start. You go to Denver, you fail. Yep. You go back, and they're winning games. And
I'm with you. I thought he deserved another opportunity.
Yeah.
I thought – I didn't think that was outrageous. Mm-hmm. It just turned out really
bad. It was
awful.
I thought the way he turned down the Colts job when they hired him and he left everyone hanging, that was it for me. It was kind of he's no good.
Mm. Yeah. Understandable. Yeah, I don't know what they're gonna do next one. I don't think AP is the guy. Kind of think they should move on from him. I don't know what direction you go in after that, because you're on the bottom of the totem pole as far as coaching.
Well,
vacancies.
Maybe not.
They need a culture change.
Maybe not. Only because of Las Vegas.
Mm.
It might not be the worst.
Mm-hmm.
And Mark might pay, which is crazy because he's going to be paying a lot of people.
Mm-hmm. You throw the bag at Mike Vrabel?
Is he the guy? I think Mike's probably a good coach. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't think he needs to be a one-and-done guy. But you can't miss is the point. You cannot get this wrong. If you're the Raiders, everything you do this offseason has to be damn near perfect.
Yeah.
From the draft, to your coaching hire, to all of that stuff. Like, it has to be perfect.
Do you call Bill Belichick and then get out the way after that?
It's interesting. I don't know.
I'll pay you whatever you want. You run the team how you see fit.
What's that do to your general manager?
Bill, you're my general manager. Go hire whoever you want.
So you're firing the general manager too?
Yes.
Or repurposing him somehow?
Yeah, I'm not tied to Tom Telesco at all.
The guy that
if we could get Bill Belichick.
The guy that I would want that I don't think he would go to the Raiders is Ben Johnson. I think that's the guy to go get, the offensive coordinator for the Lions.
Mm-hmm.
And for
why wouldn't he go to the talent's too bad?
Might be a better might be better jobs out there. You know what I mean? Like, you look at,
well, the Giants isn't a better job. The Jets isn't a better job.
You think the Cowboys are a better job than the Raiders?
It's a different job. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't even think – I think the Cowboys have to go in their own category.
I don't like
because you evaluate rosters. You evaluate the quarterback. You evaluate the rest of the roster. With the Raiders, you have to evaluate – with the Cowboys, you have to evaluate something entirely different.
Mm-hmm. If I'm Ben Johnson, I don't want the Raiders job. I can't trust anyone.
Johnson, I don't want the Cowboys job.
Well, fine. I'll go to New York. I'll go to the Jets or the Giants at that point. But, like, I don't want the Raiders for the sake of – I don't trust them to make the right decisions for me. To get me the right players on this team. The Raiders need someone else. Like I said, fire Tom Telesco or whatever. Hire Bill Belichick or whoever, but they need to run it. Someone else needs to run it completely.
We did this. We did a variation of this question a couple weeks ago. I can't remember everybody's answer. But so you think the Cowboys' job is better than the Raiders' job?
I'll always take a quarterback that's there. Like, Dak Prescott is probably not what we thought he was last year. He looked a little worse this year. But I'll take a quarterback, CeeDee Lamb, Micah Parsons over the Raiders. And Mark Davis, unless I'm Bill Belichick,
you're probably
I get to do it myself.
You're probably going to have Trevor Lawrence in Jacksonville.
That's a decent
depending
job.
Depending on how you feel about that. Like, the worst job available might wind up being Cleveland's. No matter how good I mean, that defense is like, you can't, at some point, man, it's been too many years. Like, that defense was elite. Yeah. But, like, they're going to be elite again next year?
Yeah, that one's.
And you're just going to hope that this thing works out with Deshaun because you really don't have another alternative.
They kind of need to tear it down.
But they can't. They can't.
Deshaun's.
They're stuck.
He's, shoulder injury he's had before, right?
Yeah.
I think he's done, too. We've seen.
But it doesn't matter if he's done. It matters what's Cleveland going to do about it.
So
financially, there is virtually nothing they can do about it.
You need to find a loophole in that contract.
But this might be.
He's going to wind up with like 10 cases all of a sudden. No, call Akron. Houston. How did you make this happen?
In Akron.
In Akron. Jesus.
But here's a little bit of a devil's advocate here. Sorry, I saw something that caught my eye. I'll explain it later. But wouldn't this be the time to tear it down? Because you can't.
No, but how?
You just tear down the roster around Deshaun. You have to pay him. But that would be like the only big money contract you have. And then you just start tanking, drafting, doing all this other stuff.
Man, as you're into a Philadelphia 76ers process here at this point.
Yeah, but as opposed to like where you're at right now, like you're paying him and you can't win with him. So while tear down to the bare bones of it all, and yeah, you're paying him, but you're not paying Myles Garrett. You're not paying all these other guys, and you're just getting draft picks and draft.
So you're talking about trading Myles Garrett.
Yeah.
You want to tear it down to the bare minimum, or you want to pay Aaron Rodgers the bare minimum and just sit Deshaun? Aaron's not going to be quarterback in the Jets.
That's my point. Like, once you tear it down.
Deshaun Watson and Aaron Rodgers are going to be the Spider-Man meme next year.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, that's probably your options at this point because, I mean, Deshaun, like, you
and
might as well tear it down.
Both
I'm with
equally
Kenny.
Suck as people, so.
Well, yeah, I would just tear it down. Like I said, you can't do anything about the Deshaun contract. But if that's the only contract you have, hell, you might you'd be close to, you know, staying under the cap, getting these young rookies and trying to hit. You know, trying to hit on a few of these picks. Because it's one of those things that we talk about. Like, you're in no man's land right now.
You know what job could be there for Ben is that Bears job.
That's my
there it is.
Williams.
That might be the best one.
Yeah, I think you call it right now.
Yeah, that could be the one.
That might be the best one.
When talking about jobs available, that might be the one. Cowboys one is interesting, but you always have to factor in dealing with Jerry Jones.
One of the things I thought was pretty interesting that we talked about, they were talking about on Around the Horn, is the number two quarterback in high school. I think he was at SC. I think he decommitted.
I saw that
and
too.
And he just chose Colorado.
Mm-hmm.
And nothing's for certain, but I don't think he's doing that if he thinks there's even a chance that Deion's leaving.
Oh, for sure. Yeah.
So we talk about that because we talk about the Cowboys job and him going, you know, to the pros. I don't, anything could happen. Any type of money could be thrown at him and things change, but it feels like he might not be on the board for NFL teams.
Yeah, I got that alert this morning and thought, well, there's kind of a, that feels like an exclamation point to me. When he said he was number two in the country.
When he's the third overall rank player.
Man.
And he decommitted to go to Colorado.
Yeah. Well, I don't know.
My Colorado Buffs.
Let's
go. Those are my boys. Got a big game. We got a scary game on Saturday, actually. I'm nervous about that game.
We?
Yeah, those are my boys.
Who they play this weekend?
Kansas, at Kansas.
How's Michigan been doing?
Terrible, because we got a sorry-ass coach. But those are still my boys. We still rocking. We still going to do what we do next Saturday, though. We going to do what we do next Saturday.
What is the spread for
Stop
that game?
Playing.
You're Ramsey over here with college football teams.
No, I kind of am. I ain't going to lie. I kind of like the U, too.
No shame in your game.
Man.
West Coast team is, I like Cal, I like SC.
Kenny Ramsey Caraway over there.
But the only teams I root for, and it was Michigan. Michigan was number one. But I root for Colorado.
So Michigan isn't even number one anymore.
No, they're number one. But I root for Colorado as well.
If Colorado played Michigan, who are you rooting for?
It's Colorado right now because I need...
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
More out. I need that guy out of here. I think they're like 1-6 since they started off 4-1. Get this guy out.
No, he doesn't see color, so
finalize this contract after week two for no reason. Could have just walked away.
So yeah, I've shifted my attention to my Buffaloes. Yeah, I mean, big game on Saturday. I'm nervous about it at Kansas. If they get past this one, they're going to smack Oklahoma State and get to the Big 12 championship game. But this is a sneaky one right here. Kansas just beat BYU on the road.
Okay. DeMar DeRozan and DeMontis Sabonis are back. They've practiced the last 2 days, according to Mike Brown. It doesn't look like Malik Monk will be back. We've got that audio from practice, courtesy of our friend Sean Cunningham, coming your way here in just a little bit. You'll hear from Mike Brown. You'll hear from Kevin Herter. And I think I'm starting to form some pretty solidified opinions on what we're watching in the NBA. We'll talk about that. Plus, Matt George in the final hour of the show. Stephen with KC, brought to you by Sky River Casino and Sacramento Sports Leader, ESPN 1320. Hey, man, shout out Sky River Casino and Sac State, baby.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They announced a partnership today. No surprise. Come on, man.
Hey, look,
it's jumping off this weekend for the Causeway. I know that.
Hey, man, come on now. Shout out to the...
It's going
to
rain that day, but...
Oh, it literally is.
That's all right.
I might slide out there too. We had to push back the birthday party, so I'm a little free. I might slide out there, you know, get one of those... It's not Buckhorn Grill. Who makes the sliders?
Oh, I don't know.
It's the same people every time, I don't think I've ever had them. Bomb.
Okay.
Yeah, I go.
I usually have wine and popcorn. Well, for a bit of popcorn is fire.
I saw Damian watch the football game, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, I just be out there with the people. Damian be a.
We're in the same spot.
What are you talking about?
No, I try to help you out as much as I can, but today is one of those days where I side with Ken. Wine and popcorn? What are you doing, wine and popcorn?
I'm the same, man. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? I'm with the people.
You just got to get me a little soda pop or whatever and some candy or something, but you're getting wine or popcorn or whatever. What do you say?
I'm out there with the people. I'm in a seat.
Do they bring you the entire bottle?
I'm in a seat. You know what I mean?
First of all, this is stupid. Second of all, we are in the same exact area. The reason I segued from D'Lo and KC, brought to you by Sky River Casino, is because we sit in the Sky River Lounge.
That's fine. I'm worried about you. Do they open the bottle for you, or how does that work?
That's a good question. That's a good question.
Yeah, leave KC alone. Like, that's cool. He gets to hang out with you for the football games.
Yeah, you know, I'm just getting sliders and a Starry. You know what I'm saying? That's what I'm getting. Sliders and a Starry, maybe a Pepsi. You know what I mean?
You are a goddamn liar.
Well, I don't have no wine.
No, you get a drink. They make you a drink.
That only happened once or twice.
Because D'Lo tells him to.
Pretty much.
Baller.
It's the perks of hanging out with D-Lo. You know what I mean? I'm not complaining. You know, I'm grateful. I appreciate it.
You're kind of told on yourself, man. Wine and popcorn is crazy.
What's crazy about it?
You got to ask the question.
About it?
Why can't
I have wine?
See, now you're just telling on yourself.
Why can't I have wine? LeBron drinks wine. Why? Domas makes wine. Why can't I have wine? This is whack. I'm not allowed to have wine?
You do what you want, Mr.
I mean, at a football game, though, it's different.
What? I'm not going to drink a beer. Hey, give me an IPA, bro. No, I don't even know what that is.
I don't want a Budweiser. Hey, what they
give
say?
Give me some red wine and leave me alone.
Hey, what they say? What they ask for a beer, what they say?
KC be calling for that instant replay so fast.
Yeah, bro.
No, I don't want none of that.
I don't drink IPAs either, but I don't drink wine.
Katrina says it's with the popcorn. What's wrong with the popcorn? It's from the spot out there at on Fair Oaks.
Shout out to Miss
Carmazzi.
Yeah, Carmazzi.
And they always be hiding the chocolate popcorn. That chocolate popcorn is crazy.
I don't think I've ever had it.
Well, I think they hide it.
Got it. It's not on the menu.
They don't sell that in our section. So
that's
what I'm saying.
Yeah.
It's not for everybody. You're right.
I barely get Skittles.
You're right.
What section are you talking about?
I'm with the people at all times. I'm in the people section.
That's by choice.
True. True. Jesse could be there on Saturday with you.
I got like 6 tickets. I asked for tickets. Andy sent me 6 tickets. I got all sorts of tickets in here.
I'll be in Studio One actually Saturday. Shout out.
Oh, so you got to make sure the game's on the air.
Yeah. I'm going to see because I don't want to say the name no more just in case I got it wrong, but they be making the bomb sliders. Bomb sliders.
Oh, now we got to wait to find out.
Well, talk amongst yourself.
Okay. I still want to know what's wrong with wine and popcorn.
I mean, nothing
wrong, but you're just on a different tier, bro. That's it.
This is what it is. We're not judging.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, this doesn't sound judgmental at all. Yeah, not one bit. Now, Mrs. Mac-10 coming in here being judgmental. Chocolate popcorn, ? Yes, there's chocolate dribbled on top of the popcorn, and it's crazy.
Oh, I have had that. It is really good. That is really good.
Oh, now it's okay. The KC says it.
It's bomb. It's bomb.
The question mark really does a lot of heavy lifting right there.
And it is my people over at the Buckhorn Barbecue and Grill. The sliders they be making are bomb. Absolutely bomb. I got to go there just like in general. Shout out to Buckhorn Barbecue and Grill.
Shout out. I got to try the sliders then. I never had them before.
They're official. I give you 2 at a time. I usually go back for seconds, maybe thirds.
Okay.
Yeah.
You are a slider connoisseur.
I mean, yes. And
sliders at 32 brews, right?
Yeah. In those settings when I'm not like at a table, it's like finger food almost. You know what I'm saying?
Sure.
Because I like to enjoy my food.
Yeah.
So, you know. Sitting there, but if I'm, you know, with people, we're standing up in the end zone. So I just, man, give me sliders, you know what I mean? But those are good, though. That's why I want those.
I'm going to have to bring out the bubble jacket. It's going to be cold and rainy.
It's going to be cold and rainy. I'm going to try and get out there. I'm gonna see if the family lets me out. Actually, Cheryl in Baltimore going to be here. Maybe she want to go.
Elk Grove Kid Talk Line 916-909-1320. Let's get to our man Troy. Troy, what's going on, baby?
What's happening with you fellas?
Troy, what up,
baby?
Man, first of all, Flashback Friday. I'm glad y'all let me know. But the last one with the Mac Dre almost got me fired, man.
Oh no. What happened?
I heard that Mac Dre on my phone, I was like, what? Bruh, I'm feeling it.
Yeah,
I appreciate you, fam.
One more thing, too, man. I started drinking red wine, too, and my family didn't know.
Going to a 49ers game and ordering red wine?
I ain't there yet, no.
See what I'm saying? Nobody there. It's next level. It's next level. That's all I'm saying. That's all Jesse's saying. That's next level. That is
it's
rich.
It's not. I don't have that status. That is rich. I don't want to be like D-Lo one day.
Facts.
Yes. I want to be able to go to a game, sit down. Can I get some wine, please?
That's ridiculous. This whole show is stupid. I can't tell y'all nothing.
You can, but we're your friends, so we'll tell you back.
Whatever, dude. Anyways. Hey, I think the Pelicans might stink.
Well.
Like, I think they might for real stink.
So do they stink or are they just the injury bug and they...
Man, how's this thing going to come together?
Yeah, I don't think it's going to work for them.
We're five years on the injury bug. So at this point, this is what you are. I think, like I said, I've been saying since last year, they should have a glass ceiling. They're just not going to get through.
I can understand that. I don't think they're this bad, though. Did you see the injury report yesterday?
I didn't.
It was crap. Damn near nobody was playing that we know, that we like. I think Ingram was out. Zion's out. DeJounte was out. I think Trey Murphy's still out. I think Herb Jones is still out.
I think we saw the idea of them possibly missing the playoffs, though. Like, that's why I'm kind of not shocked.
We did. It's just us. We're traumatized by them. Like, it's just like, I don't know that anyone was ever like really like impressed or worried or whatever about the Pelicans. It was just us here where we're like, we saw them six times and they look like the greatest team on earth.
They were beating the brakes off the Kings. I was so frustrated.
Keep it real. Kings have had injuries too, but they don't look like this.
No, that's a good point.
Nah, they do not look like this at all.
They got beat down last night. Granted, they played the Cavs, but what's the record? 3-something?
Was it 4-12 or 3-12? 4-12. Yeah, they're 4-12 with a negative 11.9 point differential.
Yeah, it just feels like in the Western Conference you're finished. Feels like it. And there's no, like, the cavalry isn't coming.
They're like five games back. The Kings are 10th right now at 8-7. Mm-hmm. They're 4.5 back from the Kings.
And the Kings are only 2.5 back of the second seed or the top seed, maybe?
The third seed. But make it 3.5, and that's the Warriors and Thunder. Warriors, top team in the division.
What do the Pelicans do?
Man, that's a great question. That was the discussion I was hoping for.
Blow it up.
Feels like it, right?
Trade Zion. Yeah, trade Zion.
You've got to come up with another plan.
Do you come to grips with the fact that you'll trade some of these guys and maybe not get what you think their value is just to kind of blow it up and move on?
Well, so like,
you look at
who has value. Zion
and maybe CJ? Ingram. Ingram's got value. It's just not what you want.
But Ingram's contract is over at the end of the year, isn't it?
Yeah, but so for instance, and this is just really, I'm really exaggerating here, but if the Kings could trade for Ingram for Orlando Robinson, Kobe Jones, and I wouldn't even, maybe Kevin Herter, but like just a really nothing. Like, are you kind of coming to grips as the Pelicans that, yeah, we got to move on and just get something? Or because he doesn't have a contract, just not resign him.
I mean, I guess that your only hope if you're New Orleans is someone gets desperate in February. Because maybe that is the type of offer that you can get for Ingram. I don't know. The only team... Your hope would be for a Kenny Caraway bidding war here. And then someone thinks that they can get B.I. and keep him. And I don't know that exists. I don't know that there's a market for that.
Bucks, are they moving off of Damian Lillard after this year? Like, what are they doing?
I think the Bucks.
Maybe you do a John Wall, Russell Westbrook trade-for-trade type of thing at this point.
You know, we're having a bigger, broader discussion about, you know, the Bucks when you ask that question. But I think they're starting to get their feet under them right now.
I'm with you. Yeah.
I think they're moving.
What that winds up looking like, we'll find out. But they're emerging from the ashes of a bad basketball team.
Because if they're first round out again, I think we're asking the same questions. Where it's like, all right, what's next then? Because you're not making any sort of progress at this point.
Yeah, maybe.
What's the most you would give up for Brandon Ingram if you're the Kings?
Nothing.
You wouldn't give up nothing?
No.
Kevin Herter?
I don't even think I'd give up Kevin Herter for Brandon Ingram. Maybe I would.
I still believe in what B.I. can be.
Really?
I don't need B.I. to be the second guy. His ability, he'll be the third type guy. Him and DeRozan. Not DeRozan, but like him and Sabonis or whatever. Like, Brandon Ingram's ability will show on the Kings team.
They could add B.I.
He's that good still, I think.
I think they...
It's just time for a different scenery.
That's kind of the move.
If he plays.
He's played this year. Now, who knows? He didn't play yesterday. But for the most part, he's been healthy. Brandon Ingram so far this year, 15 games, 23.2 points, 6 rebounds.
So 50, you said 15 games?
Yeah.
So that's that last night was the first game he missed. Mm-hmm.
23-2, 5.9 rebounds, 5.3 assists. Obviously, he's not averaging 23 when he gets here, but 46% from the field.
So Herter in what?
Is Herter in trade too much?
Yeah.
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 Would you do Herter in a pick? Remember, he does not have a contract next year.
What?
I also think there are people in the Kings organization that don't like Brandon Ingram.
Yeah.
The player.
Yeah. Understandable. This is just okay. I'm not trying to do. I'm just trying to figure something out.
No, let's talk about. What are you gonna do?
It's not where you guys think I'm going. Herter and Devin Carter.
Oh, that's. I don't care. That's fine with me.
Damn.
I don't care.
Sword says BI doesn't fit. I disagree, man. You put DeRozan at the two. You have Ingram at the three. You got Keegan at the four. I mean, that's
make it work.
Yeah. And then the whole key, because you don't want to give up somebody where if you lose them, you know, you just traded away somebody for nothing. But yeah, I think the bigger story is with the Pelicans. I don't think they're going to get what they feel they should get for a Brandon Ingram.
Mm-hmm.
And what they want from a Brandon Ingram trade. So they're going to have to look at something like that. Like, I think, to be honest with you, I think it's kind of a joke about it, but a move like Devin Carter, that might be appealing to them. Because you get a rookie or, you know, he is a rookie, but I'm saying by the time he really plays, a second-year guy on a you know, rookie-scale contract. You get a veteran like Kevin Herter, whose contract, he's got 2 years left, I think, on a contract.
Yeah, he got one more year after this.
Yeah, so next year he'll be an expiring contract. At least you'll get some kind of value out of that.
Mm.
That's what they got to look for in that situation.
I think I would do that deal. And one thing I've been kind of thinking about too, how can you draft best player available when player's not available for 6 to 8 months?
Mm.
I don't know.
That's a baffling pick. That was a baffling pick.
I don't have an answer for that.
The other part in New Orleans, though, is what does a Zion trade look like?
Yeah, that's a great question. I have no. It's a lot. I don't think it's that far off the Joel Embiid conversation. Mm. I don't know how people feel about it.
Mm-hmm.
Would you trade Joel for Zion straight up?
Who for Zion?
Joel,
yeah. I guess that Russell Westbrook for John Wall type of deal, where it's just, all right, it's not working here.
I don't.
Like, you probably add picks wherever you want. Do whatever you need to swing it, but those are, like, the main guys of the deal.
That doesn't do anything for him. Like, because what are you trying to accomplish?
For Philly, I guess you get younger. You could build around Maxi and Zion, and, like, that's kind of what you tell yourself.
Okay.
The Pelicans, if maybe you do figure out a way to keep Ingram around, I guess, or whatever you want to do. Like, I guess you have Embiid at least there, like a franchise player for however long he is there, or however many games. I'm not sure what value Zion has, too. Like, what are you trading for if you get Zion? Like, what is your goal if you're trading for Zion? I guess, like I said, Maxi and Zion, I could talk myself into it.
Yeah, you want to pay. I think you're on to something on the Philadelphia point.
Mm-hmm.
Like, pairing Zion and Tyrese is, that feels like a move. I just don't know New Orleans and what they do with Joel other than trade him somewhere else.
I think that would be the place where they both would work. Because
you think Joel would work in New Orleans?
Well, just the trade, right?
Oh.
Because Philly, I mean, you're done. You're finished. It's not happening with Joel. You've got to get him off your hands. With New Orleans, yeah, this incarnation of the Pelicans is done. Like, got to get him off your hands. When you go around the NBA, there's probably not a lot of people that are willing to take those players with their contracts off your hands.
Mm-hmm.
The both of you two, you may both have, you know, essentially a problem that the other can fix. And, yeah, maybe it is a trade where just a change of scenery, maybe it'd be different for everybody involved.
I wonder what Zion like needs. Like, what is the perfect scenario for Zion Williamson?
A franchise with structure, I think.
And he's going to go to Philadelphia?
Well, I didn't say it was the perfect place for him.
I don't know. I don't think the Pelicans don't have structure.
Well, he needs to go to his franchise where he has no choice but to be the guy. Like, if you go to Boston, you can't do what you were doing in New Orleans. Even if you were going to L.A., you can't do
but
that.
But I don't think
San Antonio as well.
I don't think he'd be the guy in Philly. Yeah, I think Tyrese would be the guy.
Max, it'd be a 1-2 NBA Jam situation, I think. You know, those are the two guys.
Is Zion still a one?
So that's the thing. Like, I don't think it's the structure or anything else. Zion just can't play back. He can't stay on the floor.
Mm-hmm.
So when he does play, I think he is a
But that's the problem,
player.
Though. Like,
yeah, he can't stay on the floor. He can't stay on the floor. So if this guy.
A one is a guy you build around.
Yeah.
And you can't build around him because of what you just said.
Mm-mm. I mean, out of nowhere, he got hurt this year.
Right.
Like, yeah, I don't know. I don't know. I like Zion. I like his game. I like what he can bring to the table. But
when he plays, he's special.
Yeah. But you can't rely on that guy to stay healthy. And even with him, it seems to be a little different than the Joel thing that I talk about because it sounds like Zion tries to do the things to prepare himself to, you know, be in shape, to, you know, be ready to play for 82 games. His body just can't hold up.
This is ridiculous, but I feel like Joel needs to, like, take the whole year off.
Mm.
Like, take the next 4 months off, period, and then work till whenever next season is to get healthy. Like, or to get in better shape, I said. You take the next 4 months to get healthy, then take whatever period after that to get in better shape and put your body in a better spot.
Maybe so. I mean, especially with where the season is right now. Like, maybe you take
because it feels like
season off to try and salvage your long-term effect. Of your
it
career.
Feels like an injury is, inevitable at this point. It's like we're literally, like, we saw Paul George get hurt last night. Yeah. It feels like we're just waiting for him to get hurt again.
Well, how did we
live? Feels like he's hurt.
Well, well, I'm talking about something more catastrophic.
Gotcha. How did he get to play in the Olympics? Like, just the fact, like, is he hurt right now? Like, I don't even know. Cause, like, didn't he say that the whole back to back thing or whatever was a joke at some point? Or did I misread that? Where he said, I'm not going to be able to play back to back.
So he said he was trolling, but he never said he wasn't going to be able to play back to backs. What he said was, I don't know if I'll play back-to-backs the rest of my career. Got that it. Was what he said. He said later on that he was trolling. My theory is that came from someone else. Joel repeated it and probably shouldn't have, and that's got us in this situation here because no one has paid attention to the fact that Daryl Morey said Joel Embiid and Paul George might not play the rest of the back-to-backs again because Paul George didn't repeat it.
Mm-hmm.
Joe got all the heat because he actually said it.
Mm-hmm.
Because he played the Olympics and it's like, oh, Joe's not going to be ready for the season or whatever. Now he's back. Crazy. It's kind of like is he? What's wrong with him?
Well, and that's the other thing that I was going to bring up. Like, if it's not surgery, then like, what is him playing in the Olympics going to do? Like, people talk about he shouldn't have played in the Olympics. If it wasn't surgically repaired, like he had 2 to 3 months off before that, he played in the Olympics, he comes back, he's still not right. If they're not talking about something needs to be surgically repaired, then it didn't matter if he was going to play, if he played in the Olympics or not.
Some stuff is just rest. Some stuff you have to heal with through rest. And sometimes 2 months, what's 2 months? 8 weeks? 8 to 12 weeks.
When did they, got eliminated in
probably early
mid to late April.
Okay.
So you had May, all of June, and they started in July. 2 months there. You played for a month and a half, and then you had
another month. So let's go back to what you said again then. If he's not taking care of himself and you're just sitting around trying to get healthy for 2 months, that might not be effective.
Mm.
You need to be with trainers. You need to be in cryotherapy. You need to be in All of that stuff LeBron James does. You need to do all of that stuff.
Yeah.
And if you're just sitting at home waiting to get better or just moving around the house, that ain't going to be it.
Yeah. No, you're right about that.
Real quick about the Sixers, too. Chris Haynes reported that Paul George is out the next two games. They'll reevaluate it on Monday. Bone bruise.
Well, that's,
I guess that's not the worst.
Yeah, I was about
news.
To say, that's kind of encouraging.
Yeah, that's not the worst, because the last hyperextension, knocked him out longer than that. Mm-hmm. So.
Yeah, that's a little encouraging. I'll take that diagnosis right now.
I have a couple of thoughts on some other teams. We might not get to all of them. We want to play the audio from Mike Brown. I think Kevin Herter spoke today as well. Speaking of injuries, Luka Doncic is out for, I think they said, a week. Mm. He'll be reevaluated, I should say. He'll be reevaluated in a week after suffering some sort of wrist strain. Dallas, 8-7 right now, but they won three straight.
Yeah.
So they're kind of all over the place. They're a little up and down so far this year.
Yeah, they haven't really found their footing. I think one of the issues with them is they're going to miss Derrick Jones. I don't know what they're going to do defensively a lot of these times out there. And, you know, when you got Luka and Kyrie and Klay at this point as your perimeter defenders, I think you're going to struggle in those type of moments. It's really going to be shot for shot. Like, if you guys are hitting your shots, then you got an opportunity to win. But just know that other team probably going to hit their shots too, because that perimeter defense is not what it was last year. So, yeah, 8-7, no Luka for a week.
Mm.
They're gonna try and stay above water while he's out. But
that's what Kyrie's there for.
Yeah, man, I don't know about Dallas. I don't know either way. I don't want to make a determination about, oh, they're not going to get back or they're not good, because they have good components, and I've seen them play good basketball. But jury's still out right now.
If you could pick one.
Mm-hmm.
Man, the Suns have lost five straight.
Yeah.
Wow.
Shout out to the Knicks. They won last night.
You could pick one. The Mavericks or the Clippers. Finishes top 10.
I'm going to say the Mavericks.
Okay.
I'm going to say the Mavericks.
We'll come back. TC, hang tight. Want to talk to you when we get back. Plus, you'll hear sound from Mike Brown and Kevin Herter from practice today. Steelo and KC. Brought to you by Sky River Casino and Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320. Chatty House brought to you by Matthews Mattress, where Black Friday savings are going on all through the month of November. You could save up to $1,000 off select Beautyrest Black adjustable mattress sets. You can check out Door Buster pricing on Beautyrest Harmony Queen mattresses for just $498. That's half off. A number of other mattresses and mattress brands are on sale. You can even purchase certain mattresses and get free adjustable headboards. You want the adjustable headboard. I promise you, if you've never had one, game changer. Mm. Need it. How do you even lie flat anymore? Switch it up. Get the adjustable base and get 60-month special financing with no money down on approved credit with equal monthly payments required. Store for details and find the location nearest you.
Hey, buy five, sleep by nine, free same-day delivery. Also, free removal of your old set and mattress, unbeatable 10% price guarantee.
You know what we're like, Road Dogg and Billy Gunn? Where you do the ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, and Kenny just got to come in and go, and I got two words for you.
Two words for you.
Head over to MatthewsMattress.com and find one of the locations nearest you, one of the nine locations. Nearest you. Let's talk to TC here on the Elk Grove Kia Talk Line, 916-909-1320. TC, what's happening, baby?
What's up with my two brothers?
What's up, TC? How you doing, big dog?
Oh, man, just vibing, getting at the homies. I was trying to get in on that little trade that we was talking about, you know, back we talking about B.I. again.
Mm.
You know, hey, what I got to say on B.I., same thing we said before. I think he'd be a good fit. Devin Carter, what you say? Devin Carter and Kevin Herter, I'm doing that fast. Trey Lyles and Kevin Herter, I'm thinking about it, D-Lo. I'm not just super no fast. Like, no, I'm not thinking like a no like that. I'm going to have to think about that one. You get me? I love Trey, but you get me? That's all I got.
I got you, but I'm a quick no.
Yeah, I'm not. No. I'm not. I'm not. I'm not comfortable with trading Trey Lyles right now in that situation. I'm not comfortable with it.
I love how TC said, like, it's like a no instead of like no. Like, make sure it's a fast, not a fast no yet.
Not yet. He's getting there. Just not yet. Not yet. So, yeah, man, I'm interested. If you could get BI for, you know, a relatively good deal, I'd bring him on.
Do you need a BI? What do the Kings need right now? What do they
need? Good question.
Maybe you do if you think it gets you to a finals contender, but
we don't feel like the Kings need a scorer, right? Or do we?
No, if you ask anybody in the chat and everybody, 3-and-D guy. All right. The end of the day.
Well, there's nothing wrong with it. Like,
there's nothing wrong with it. At the end of the day,
like, you're tone with that.
Well, no,
it's worse than wine and popcorn.
Because if you got a chance, if you got an opportunity, if you got an opportunity to get, let's just say both of the trades are on the table, they're both good. Would you rather have Brandon Ingram or Dorian Finney-Smith?
Yeah, probably Brandon Ingram.
That's what that, when this, it gets down to it, that's all I'm saying.
What about this name in the chat? Bobby Portis or Brandon Ingram? Bobby Portis is probably more of the makeup, but I don't know how available he's going to be.
Yeah, probably not, especially now.
I take B.I. I take B.I. Yeah, I take B.I.
It's not much. I think I'd like Bobby Portis.
I think I'd like Bobby Portis, too.
I don't think
that's even remotely realistic. Like, Brandon Ingram is probably being traded at some point. Like, I don't know that Bobby Portis is.
I like Bobby Portis.
Especially if the Bucks, you know, if we're right about the Bucks and they're kind of digging themselves out of that, you know, early regular season ditch they put themselves in, they might be all right.
Brandon Miles in the chat says Brandon Ingram is ball dominant and not great defender. I'm sure that's the scouting report on DeMar DeRozan. See how that's worked out.
But we already got DeMar DeRozan.
That's what I'm saying. But I'm saying that to say that's how people think of Brandon Ingram. He gets here. Same thing with DeMar DeRozan. He got here, and he goes and he does his DeMar DeRozan thing here and there. But he's a facilitator. He works the ball. He works within the offense. Same thing would happen with Brandon Ingram if he got here, in my opinion.
Okay. All right.
Everybody loves Jared Vanderbilt until you get to the playoffs. You can't play him.
Who said Jared Vanderbilt?
That's the type of guy people be talking about. Just 3-and-D. Need a defender. I don't disagree. I'm just saying when you get to the playoffs, those guys, if they can't make a bucket for you, which I think Dorian Finney-Smith can, but if they can't get a bucket for you, they'd be on the bench.
All right. I mean, we saw it. Lakers have won, I think they're looking for 7 in a row tonight.
So obnoxious.
Oh, man. It is obnoxious. So is the length of this Mike Brown press conference. It's 12 minutes. Let's check in with Mike, courtesy of our friend Sean Cunningham, and see what Mike Brown had to say following practice.
You know what? Yet on the DeMar DeMonis and Monk?
Sounds like Ant-Man back there.
I don't know for sure.
Does the audio work?
But both those guys practiced yesterday. Yeah. You know, we had some contact yesterday. It's looking good, but not right now. I can't say 100% yes. But it's looking really good for those guys.
All three?
No, Domas and DeMar.
Okay.
Why is Mike whispering?
We didn't have contact today, so he did everything.
Okay.
Yeah. I can barely hear him. Like, just forget it. I think Sean forgot to turn his mic on. I don't even know what that is. Forget it. I don't even care what Mike said. Sorry, I'm not. I always go to Sean because Sean is the one when it comes to this stuff. Let's see what Herter sounded like real quick.
Better on the court, so.
That's a little better. Check in with Kevin Herter. Who cares what Mike Brown says when you can hear from Kevin Herter?
They're on the court, so hopefully they're back out there. It'll be good to have them back.
How'd they look to you? How were they moving?
They're good. I mean, they still got to get some of that basketball rhythm back. Last couple days, getting a lot of shots up, getting a lot of individual work for those guys. And hopefully it won't take them too long tomorrow to get going.
Does this feel like a little bit of those, you know, in-season mini reset moments for you guys? You get 3 days off, maybe breathe a little bit, and probably get the legs back.
100%. 100%. there were a lot of guys beat up after that last game, mentally, physically, and so we had a nice off day on Tuesday. Yesterday we went, we went live for a little bit, but mostly the last 2 days have been practices more, once they're mentally going over our stuff, and it's a good reset. Feels like we played a ton of games earlier.
DeMar mentioned that maybe that'll help the shooting collectively, just get your legs back.
Ant-Man always looked like he just got his hair cut.
Yeah, you hope. I'll take anything we can get at this point. Anything to help.
What kind of have been the points of emphasis in these couple days of practices?
We watched a lot of film of that Atlanta game. I think we shot ourselves in the foot a lot, gave up a lot of stuff in transition. So kind of cleaning that up and then continuing to get better with our sets in the half court with a lot of, the different lineups that we use, different looks. Just kind of, again, getting those guys in rhythm. Went a little bit live yesterday to get on some game action. But, for the most part, it's been a lot of individual work the last couple of days.
Mike had mentioned that he has played 15 games in 26 days. I'm curious, how grueling is that, physically and mentally to start the year?
It's tough. It's definitely tough. I think there's, sick bug has kind of been going around. A couple of our coaches have caught it. I think a couple of players have been coughing Stefan for a little bit. And then you add that into physically every single night. A lot of back-to-backs, a couple 5s and 7s in there. And luckily they eased up on practice for us a little bit. But it's tough. 15 out of 26, you guys can think about that. Hopefully it slows down. I'd rather it be early in the season. We have that type of stretch rather than late in the season, but most teams going to go through it.
Is there any drawback of having a schedule like that and all of a sudden you kind of come to a little bit of a halt because of those 3 days off and then having to pick back up again?
Not really. I think our bodies needed a day or two to kind of take a deep breath, sleep in a little bit. That was kind of nice. I feel like I've slept a lot more in the past 2 days than I had for about the week before that. So it's always nice. You get these little quick breaks in the middle of the season.
Okay. We're going to end there. Shout out, Kevin.
Shout out, Kevin Herter.
Talks with the excitement of a lamppost. But I get it. Those guys hate it. I think that's why I like Keon so much. Keon just sits up there and talks. You can tell Kevin hates this. Just I don't want to be here. I want to be out of here.
Anybody there that likes talking? You say Malik likes it?
I don't think he does. Not in that setting. I don't think Keon minds it. Keon plays through it. I don't think he minds it.
Last person with any type of enthusiasm was Luke Walton after they told him he was staying.
Hi, James! Hi, man. Good to see you. Player-wise, Keegan always sounds the same.
Malik always seems pretty happy when he's talking to them. That's what I thought. He's always joking, at least. There's always, it's not just dry.
Yeah, I don't know if
he's... Yeah, he's not as dry as Kevin. Kevin's super...
He's engaging. Malik is engaging.
Sure. Yeah, sure. Sure. But it sounds like these guys really did need a couple of days off. Good for them. Yeah. They got it.
DeMar's back tomorrow. I think Sabonis was a full participant today in practice.
Yeah.
How do you guys feel about them after this little stretch without those guys? Like Malik Monk, too, even though he still might be out tomorrow, I believe. I feel pretty good about him, to be honest, because I think DeMar went out the Suns game, right, during the Suns game, and they won that one. So they're 3-3 since.
Yeah.
So, the fact that you've been playing without those guys and all that during this little stretch and still able to go 500, I feel like it's something.
No, he didn't miss that many games, did he?
He missed 3 games.
Well, 3, but total with all the guys they've been playing out, with guys being out and stuff. Yeah,
okay, got you. Sorry.
Yeah, my fault.
Yeah, I feel good about the team. I feel good about DeMar and them coming back. I think one of the things I think we're going to see when these guys get back is we're going to see a different Trey Lyles. We're going to see a different Keon Ellis to go with what DeMar and everybody else was already doing. So I think it's going to do nothing but help them. It might have cost them a game or two because they didn't have, DeMar and Domantas Sabonis in the Hawks game, and then they didn't have DeMar at all in the Timberwolves game. But I think overall it could be something that kind of sparks this team's kickstarts the team, I should say, for this season by being able to get Trey Lyles in a rhythm, getting Keon Ellis in a rhythm.
So one of our early concerns, at the beginning of the season, was, did we overestimate the depth a little bit? Is there cause for concern there? Mm-hmm. To Jesse's question. Like, did the last couple of days change that? Like, do we feel a little bit better knowing Orlando might be able to give you a couple of minutes if you have to?
Tyler Robinson was a good one, too.
I still feel like this team
Trey kind of finding himself a little bit.
I still feel like they're going to need additions at some point this year, just given to improving all that. But, I mean, other than, like, the Hawks game where it could have been a foul on De'Aaron, and, like, these other games weren't far that you lost. Like, you weren't far off or anything like that. So, I think, yeah, I'm encouraged about the depth a little bit.
Okay.
Still think there's need for moves and all that, but as far as this little situation, yeah, it worked out.
Yeah, I think I feel better today than I did then. I think now that we're starting to see Trey kind of find his flow a little bit, that's a big help. The game that Keon had certainly doesn't hurt. Mm-hmm. And then you mentioned, you know, guys like Orlando. I think Isaac Jones had some good minutes. I think that is definitely something happened to the roster for him to, you know, get back in.
Right.
I actually think Orlando can get minutes somewhere. Yeah. Maybe not every night, but it could be the Alex Lynn, JaVale McGee thing, mm-hmm. where, hey, mm-hmm. you know, old might work here.
Yeah.
Nah, go with old Alex Lynn here.
Like I said, I like what he showed in his time, and mm-hmm. you know, and especially not necessarily coming off the street, but he just got to Sacramento from Stockton.
Coming from Stockton, yeah.
You know what I mean? Within hours and was able to play and go out there and provide some type of quality minutes out there. So give him a week to practice, give him more time around these guys. And hell, he's coming off an injury as well. So to start feeling like himself, I think he absolutely can help and can be a guy where he's matchup based, like you said, with Alex Lynn. I like what I saw from Orlando.